17, my papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish, my uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Now that Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential campaign, it's down to former President Trump and Nikki Haley. In tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, ABC's Zareen Shaw spoke to Haley about it.
She said it is personal to get in a race. It is personal to get out. She said that he was a good governor and she wishes him well. Now, she was asked if DeSantis called to inform her. She said he did not, but she perhaps a nod to being the only woman in the race. She said that that's what the fellas do. She said that she did not take it personally.
Mr. Trump is leading in the polls. President Biden and Vice President Harris speaking today about abortion rights. He at a White House event and her in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The Pentagon says two U.S. troops have been examined for traumatic brain injuries after this weekend's attack on a base in Iraq where they were stationed. In-N-Out Burger says it's closing its location in Oakland, California due to high crime in the area. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in suburban Waukesha County while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward.
State lawmakers are taking testimony today on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says the Biden administration is using abortion as a distraction.
Every poll out there shows that the Biden-Harris team are upside down on almost every single issue.
Today is the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion 51 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Q Country.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner paint. You'd be mine.
98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward.
Third
porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down, if every town had a mama's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world will straighten up and slow on down, if every town had a mama's house.
That's Thomas Rhett and Morgan Wallen with Mama's House here on 98Q Country. My most loyal listeners, few though you may be, will certainly remember how often and loudly I've been talking about the seminar that happened at the Phillips VFW this past weekend, and now I've got something similar. Obviously, I can't talk about the events that have already happened, at least not in a, hey, this is coming down the line kind of sense. But this one I can. We've got one in the future here, quite soon, February 3rd, Saturday, February 3rd, at the Glidden VFW. The Healing Patriots will be putting on a steak feed and dance. If you're not familiar with the Healing Patriots, we'll circle back in a second. But Saturday, February 3rd, Glidden VFW, meal from 4 to 7, music from 7 to 11 by J.T. Crocker. We're looking at $25 per ticket. There are only 200 tickets available. This is going to be a limited attendance event. So the VFW is going to receive the bar proceeds, while the Healing Patriots receive the food proceeds. So, you can contact a VFW member or J.G. Ader to purchase your tickets. 715-663-0727. Now, very quickly, let's talk about the Healing Patriots. Some of you, I'm sure, will be familiar, but for those who aren't, here's a brief description from their website. Healing Patriots is designed and dedicated to helping injured veterans and first responders find opportunities to go fishing, with a variety of experienced fishermen across the Midwest of the U.S. and Canada. The goal is to try to help restore confidence in our veterans and first responders so they can get out on their own to further develop these therapeutic opportunities and develop opportunities to still serve in their community. What a fantastic cause. Saturday, February 3rd, Healing Patriots Steak Feed and Dance at the Glidden VFW. Contact a VFW member or G.J. Ader, 715-663-0727, to purchase your tickets. And do it soon, because those 200 are going to be gone fast. You can already tell. Events like these, it's going to sell out. I'm all but sure of it. All right, let's swing back on over to today's favorites, yesterday's classics. I've got three in a row lined up. We'll start with Trouble with a Heartbreak from Jason Aldean. Dirk Bentley and Chris Stapleton will round it off. First, a quick weather update, though, on 98.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616. Or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by J.C. Builders and Phillips since 1980, building custom homes for 30 years. They work hard to deliver the end product in a cost-efficient and timely manner, while still providing a quality, innovative custom product.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers. If you want a
real deal. Try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds whipping out of the south today, it's surging our high temperatures into the mid-20s. With a few flurries flying around this afternoon, no accumulations are expected. As a storm strikes the southern parts of the state, we'll likely be waking up to more flurries in the morning. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
This new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We don't have any future anymore. We got history.
98Q Country.
Down the road.
Chris Stapleton with White Horse. Dierks Bentley and Jason Aldean started it off as the first two. Chris was the three to make it three in a row here on 98Q Country. And the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, it is Cat O'Clock. Catkins Animal Rescue has sent over this week's Pet of the Week. Our featured pet this week is a two-year-old, short-haired, black and white female cat named Candy. Candy came to us with kittens, and she did a darn good job raising them. Now she's ready for her own home. Candy will tolerate being around other cats, but likes to take a swipe at them now and again. She'll let them know. She prefers her own space, but she's laid back and loves naps. So, cat. She is very independent. Candy is spayed, dewormed, current on vaccinations, and microchipped. If you'd like to apply for Candy or any of the other pets available, head on over to catkinsrescue.org to take a look and to submit your application. We're going to keep the country music going here on 98Q Country because there's only one cat to talk about. I could keep going all day, but they only send me one at a time. So instead, What My World Spins Around, Jordan Davis, then some Tracy Byrd and some Megan Maroney to make it three in a row on 98Q Country. After this.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one, a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Birchland Realty. Their vision is to be recognized as the area's leading realtors in terms of integrity, service, and results. They also are a proud supporter and sponsor of the Phillips Loggers Booster Club.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Or that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. With the windows down on a first ride in a paid up truck. Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge, and I love a six string with stars out in the campfire. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
Country.com.
friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The dream.
I'm not.
Megan Maroney there with I'm Not Pretty to finish off three in a row here on 98Q Country, and we're approaching the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Means we'll be hearing one of our last few Titletown reports for this year until September when we roll around with the 2024 edition. That said, we're not quite at the top of the 4 o'clock hour yet, which means my community hour is still rolling, and I determine if it's community 2 hours, so who's going to stop me anyway? I think it's time to roll some birthdays for those of you who didn't catch Joel's iteration of it this morning on the Joel Carnick Morning Show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 98Q Country, Monday through Friday. Let's see who was born on January 22nd. The 18th currently reigns as the most powerful day, unseated the 8th last week. It was a major shakeup. You could read all about it on Twitter. Let's see who was born on January 22nd. Okay, all right. Really interesting to start the list here. I think the person who wrote this one, I'm gonna change their wording around a little bit. Ray Rice, this domestic abuser had a brief stint as a Baltimore Ravens running back. I think that's the right way to say this. Happened to have been born in 87. Shame he's on the list at all, gotta say. Let's see. Diane Lane, 59 years old, actress from Man of Steel, Secretariat, Under the Tuscan Sun, Unfaithful, Must Love Dogs. The list goes on. Linda Blair, 65 years old, an actress from The Exorcist. A lot of people will recognize her head spinning around and some certain other scenes that just don't translate well over radio. You'll have to, if you haven't seen The Exorcist, you won't be wondering what I mean. Mike Bossy, Hockey Hall of Famer. Teddy Gentry, the bassist singer of Alabama. Who do we have here? John Hurt. Now, there's a name. English actor known for one horrifying scene in the original Alien. Also known for The Elephant Man, Midnight Express. Boy, what else? Hellboy. He was the original doctor from Hellboy. Fantastic English actor. And finally, Joe Perry, San Francisco 49ers Hall of Fame rushing legend. Passed away in 2011. That list is there. There are some great names on that list. Don't want to knock anybody on it, but boy, it's not January 8th or 18th. So let's focus on the country music. Kenny Chesney's I Go Back will start off the final three in a row before the top of the 4 o'clock hour here on 98Q Country.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
Price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Discover the charm at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Stroll aisles filled with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and top-notch outdoor workwear. In January, snag the Great Lakes Brewery Gimme 5 15-drink variety pack for only $8.99 while supplies last. Indulge in sweetness with 14-ounce Pixie Turtle candies, now on special for $3.99. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Frazier's Mercantile.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart, and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, The Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds whipping out of the south today, it's surging our high temperatures into the mid-20s. With a few flurries flying around this afternoon, no accumulations are expected. As a storm strikes the southern parts of the state, we'll likely be waking up to more flurries in the morning. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
We almost had a Green Bay-Detroit NFC Championship game. Instead, the Lions are moving on and the Packers are going home. 49ers came up with a winning touchdown drive in the final minute to pull out a 24-21 victory, ending the Packers' four-game winning streak.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing. And for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
Packers had their hands on two possible interceptions that turned into drops. One would have been another Darnell Savage pick six. Anders Carlson missed a 41-yard field goal in the fourth quarter. That would have pushed the Packers' lead to seven.
It's never won. There were plenty of opportunities. You go back in the first half and have three red zone opportunities, have 6 points. If one play goes different, probably have a different result right now.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life, by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
For the first time in a long time, Jordan Love didn't have that S on his chest. Instead, he was picked off twice, second of which came on a last-minute drive that would have seen the Packers tie with a field goal and win with a touchdown. Instead, he threw the ball up for grabs instead of living for another down and looking like the young overmatched quarterback that many thought he would be at the start of the season.
You know, looking back on it, yeah, throw it away, but, you know, force it across the middle late, which is a mortal sin, and, you know, it costs us.
Packers fans are excited about that future, but they'll have to wait another 8 months for it to get here. More from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
98Q Country.